We're continuing this lunchtime with the news that as a result of what are described as unprecedented pressures due to rising COVID-19 infection rates, the HSE has had to suspend its tracking system for close contacts of confirmed cases. As first reported by the Irish Times, up to 2,500 people who tested positive in recent days are being asked by the HSE to alert their close contacts so they in turn can seek a test. It's not the way the system is supposed to work. Contact tracers are meant to track down and advise those who may be at risk of infection. But they, it seems, have been overwhelmed. The issue was raised during leaders' questions this lunchtime in the Dáil. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said people who tested positive for COVID-19 are now being asked to do the job of a contact tracer. And this is a recipe for infections being missed.
Taoiseach, what is going so wrong that we still don't have the number of contact tracers that we need? Promises were made by government in July and again in September that recruitment would happen. Why is this taking so long? Because, Taoiseach, we need to get to a point where we have 24-hour turnaround for testing and a 24-hour turnaround for contact tracing. Do you accept, Taoiseach, that is where we need to be by the end of this six-week lockdown?
The Taoiseach said the contact tracing system has come under extreme pressure, particularly last weekend. Micheál Martin said testing demand has been met and up to 19,000 swabs are being processed on a given day.
So on capacity at the moment, on testing, we have over 120,000 weekly. That capacity will increase again in November and December. And capacity is increasing every week. And we will continue to have offshore capacity during the winter in terms of testing. The HSE are saying to me that on metrics, our tests are completed end-to-end in less than 3 days. That over 95% of GP referrals, people get an appointment same day or next day. That over 90% of people get their result in less than 48 hours from swabbing appointment. And that overall end-to-end median is less than 2.2 days.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in the Dáil in the last little while. Well, let's talk now to Dr. Sarah Doyle, who is the clinical lead for the HSE's contact management programme. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Doyle, and thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Perhaps, first of all, we can just be clear about who's affected by this. What are the numbers? During what sort of period has this problem arisen? And what are you actually asking people to do?
Okay, so the numbers are approximately 2,000 people, and they're people between the ages of 19 and 74. We will continue to contact trace others in the usual fashion, and they are people who would have received their text message informing them that they are positive, have a positive test result for COVID-19 between Friday the 16th and Sunday the 18th, so last weekend. And what we're now doing, I suppose, recognising that there has been a delay, that the numbers with positive results and the number of cases has been greater than those we have been able to reach in a timely fashion. What we have decided to do is to send those people a text message now saying that we will not be in a position to give them a call. Obviously, this is, we would prefer to give them the contact tracing call, but as an alternative, we will send them this text message. And what that asks them to do is to identify their close contacts and to inform their close contacts. There's a link to our, a web page which talks them through the process of identifying their close contacts. And then they also will receive a text message to forward on to those people. So again, it's not obviously equivalent to receiving a call from the contact tracing team or indeed from what we have in peacetime, which is contact from specialists in departments of public health. But it's still an effort to advise people of the situation and to have them to identify their close contacts and give them forward on this message to them. So now, the close contacts will then get a link to the website, and that will advise them to restrict their movements, but also to go to their GP for a test.
But this is a procedure, a system that's normally run by people who are trained to do this job. They know, they're very clear about who is a close contact, and they're very clear about the information and the advice they give to somebody who is a close contact. You're now depending on people who've just got this perhaps very shocking news to start phoning around, first of all, work out who their contacts are, and then start making that contact themselves. Is it inevitable that infections will be missed as a result?
Well, I think that, and you've just mentioned, Brian, that people who may receive this potentially shocking news, and I would acknowledge that this will come as a shock to some people, and some people may take it somewhat in their stride, and it might be more difficult for others. And what I would say is to people to draw a breath, sit down, maybe have a chat with a friend, and just reflect on what we're asking people to do in this is to identify their close contacts. Obviously, if they're unwell, they would still need to phone their GP and make contact with them. And I guess what this is about and what contact tracing is about, and it's part of a number of different public health measures to manage this pandemic, what it is about is identifying as many people at risk of spread of infection as possible and ensuring that they do what is needed to prevent the spread of infection. So those people who have had positive test results, they now get a text message. Mm-hmm. As soon as we have that result, they get that result. And from that point, they should be self-isolating and cutting down chains of transmission. This is the next step, identifying the close contacts. Acknowledging that, obviously, it is not...
But Dr. Doyle, it's a straightforward question. Do you accept that infections will be missed as a result of this? And I think we seem to have lost our link to Dr. Sarah Doyle from the HSE. No, she's gone? Okay, well, we'll...